Engaging conversation on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Pro Life Prime Time. We have a very special show for you tonight. Glad you could join us. As usual, let us know your prayer intentions, because as we bring you these programs, we also want to pray for each other. Let us know where you're from. And of course, you can let us know your questions, comments, and your thoughts as we discuss things tonight. What we are going to discuss tonight is Priests for Life and some of our wonderful staff. You know, we like to tell our own story. Everybody needs to be able to do that. Every individual, every organization has a story, has a mission, has a history, and it is up to that individual or that group to tell their own story to the world. And this is what we have always been proud to do at Priests for Life, because it is a ministry that is so blessed and so effective at doing the things that, well, you're involved in too, bringing an end to abortion. So today I have several guests on the program. Now, you recognize Teresa Watson because she is on many of our broadcasts. Right, Teresa?
Yes.
The news show.
Yes, Pro Life Primetime News with Leslie Palmer on Friday nights.
That's doing well, isn't it?
It's doing great.
That news show. Yeah.
Yes. We have a big audience and it's going well. We have a lot of really great guests. Mm-hmm. It's a good show.
So you're our executive manager. That's your title.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a little bit about what that means. And we've also on this program are doing something we have not done before. We brought on two of our other staff people. So why don't you introduce them to our audience as well?
Sure. I'd love to. So we have Deanna Mullins with us. And she is in our gift entry department, and she's a gift entry associate. And we'll talk a little bit more about what that means. And we have Christine Kessler, who is the gift entry manager or director, and she kind of oversees all that. So we'll talk a little bit more about what each of their jobs are.
Yes, that's right. And bringing all of you on the set is very helpful because, you know, the people that watch, they do interact with you, although they might not, you know your name, and they certainly haven't put a face to the name, but tonight we're able to do that a little bit more. So let's talk a little bit about not only what you do, but before we get to that, well, let's pray, and then we want to talk about the history, like how you came to Priests for Life to begin with. Some of you have been here quite a long time. So let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we thank you for the mission that you have given us in the pro-life movement, and we thank you for the mission you've given us in Priests for Life. We thank you for the collaborators that you give us, the people that work together in each of the different organizations and in our own circles of work. Because, Lord, we are called not only to respond to you, but to respond to one another and to build one another up, to encourage each other, give each other strength as we do this mission. So bless all of us, protect our work, protect us individually and our families. We ask all this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, so I want to start with the one who's been here the longest, Christine. Tell our viewers how long ago and how it happened that you got connected with me and with Priests for Life. Actually, got connected with me first, before Priests for Life even existed.
Exactly. I'm a twin, and so my mom and Janet Marana were in the same twins club. Now it's multiples club.
Back in
Staten Island.
Staten Island, right? New York.
My mom always, you know, they did the same thing. Janet was president at the time. My mom was vice president of the twins club, and then they got Janet. And she met you in the parish, St. Charles, and then my mom started to help out, and they started the Bible school with you
right.
in the summer, which was a lot.
We had fun with that. Yes, it was a
we did.
Bible
I remember
school,
doing
Bible
all the
school.
Arts and crafts with you and all that other fun stuff as a kid.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've known you for a long time. Then as we got older, my mom started working with you. When we went into high school, my mom started working for you. And my sister and I would come after school. We would hang out sometimes at the office.
Now, what years would those have been?
I went to high school 95.
95, okay.
From 95. So your mom 94 was 94 to 98 is through high school, and my mom worked for you then.
Yeah.
And then she followed you over from that little tiny office to the other office, and then my sister was working with you part time for a little while. And then I was supposed to be just a temporary hire because in the department, Marie was on bereavement, and the other guy, Anthony, he was on, he injured his shoulder and he couldn't work, and it was just Mary Jean. And so Janet called me and said, I heard you're still looking for work, because it was right after graduation and I didn't find a job yet. And she's like, how would you like to work with us for 3 months? 3 months later, turned into 19 years next week.
You've been here 19 years.
Yep, next St. Patrick's
year,
Day.
Next year, there needs to be some kind of 20-year celebration. But yes, that is, and of course, you're not the only one on the staff that has been here that long. We have several people that have been here, some a little bit even longer than you, right?
I'm sure my mom would have still been here too. Yes,
we miss her. Yes, she passed away a few years ago. But, you know, it's great. It's great that that history, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, because you know a lot about how we have grown and who has been here. But then you are in the same department. This is the department, of course, that receives friends when you generously donate to our ministry, as we again want to invite you to do tonight. These are two of the several people that are responsible for properly receiving, handling those donations, making sure that our records are accurate, that you are thanked, that you are given your tax receipts at the end of the year, et cetera, et cetera. But Deanna, tell us how you came to our group.
Oh, well, my mom was volunteering here. My husband passed away and I was in a major funk. And she dragged me out of the house to come down here to help her, to try to help me get on with life. And I loved it. We, as a volunteer, we stuff the envelopes for the thank yous and get the welcome packets ready. And I really enjoyed it. And everybody here was so nice and warm and friendly. And I just felt like this is where God wants me to be. So luckily, I got hired, but went through the process and met you for the first time and was just in awe struck because you're just wonderful. And I'm so proud to be here working for you. I'll be going on 5 years this year.
It'll be going on 5 years already. It goes by like
it
nothing,
does.
Doesn't it?
It's wonderful.
And of course, we've been at some Trump events. You're a big Trump supporter.
I'm a big Trump supporter. And we went to a boat parade.
Oh, remember that?
And I had such a good time. I was running up and down the shoreline with my Trump sign.
You had some of the flags, the signs and the flags.
It was great. I'm a wonderful fan. I really not a spotlight kind of a person, but I'm a great follower and a great fan. And I have a lot of enthusiasm. Like when I always dress up for holidays and shock everybody. I'm like, I don't know if I should wear this or not, but it's all in good fun.
Yeah, she kind of has the best Halloween costume. Right?
Bar none. Absolutely.
I have a lot of fun.
We allow one day, right? One day. Usually on Halloween, the staff can come in wearing some extravagant costume.
Exactly, and some of them get very creative, right? But Deanna's usually, she's right at the top there. But Deanna, I wanted to ask you, this past year was the second March for Life that you joined us at. How was that?
Oh, you came to Washington,
right. With the March for Life, I was pleased and in wonderment and awe to be there in such a wonderful place. And the thing that really stood out to me the most was all the young people that were there. And that was so encouraging that there really are all of these people that believe like I believe, you know, and we want this change to happen in the world.
Right.
And at the March for Life, we have a couple different exhibits that we set up and distribute our merchandise. So I man the booths at both places and meet lots of wonderful people. And there, I can't say that I've, in both marches, have ever met anybody that wasn't wholeheartedly wonderful.
That's right. You know, that's right. There's
so
no
nice
ambiguity. They're all in. They're all in.
Very, very nice. Yeah. And then this year, I got to actually march the march, and I was so happy because, like I said, I'm a wonderful fan, and I just love doing that. So
that's great.
I marched the whole march and then stood for the Silent No More and listened to them.
Yes.
And then we also had a memorial for all the babies, and we didn't go to that last year, but this year we did, where we placed the flowers on the steps.
That was on the day of the 22nd itself.
Oh my goodness, what a day. So emotional and so many heartfelt stories that the people told.
That's right.
And it was like, I never thought it would really hit me like that, but it really hit me.
Well, we're glad that you were there and able to participate in all of that. Friends, if you're just joining us, we are telling some of our story of the great staff and team. It's really a family that we have here at Priests for Life. We want you to begin to see who some of these people are, hear from them yourself, because they are committed to serving and helping you in this great pro-life cause. And as far as you're concerned, we knew you already before you started working for us. Tell us how that evolved.
Well, I'm Janet Morano's sister-in-law. I'm married to her wonderful brother. And we were in the hotel business initially. We were working at a hotel, and you would come down with the administrative team and do some planning sessions every once in a while. We'd help you with that. And so I got to meet you all and spend some time with you. And then I started volunteering here when you moved down here.
So, well, we needed a lot of help settling into Florida. That was a big, remember that time? I mean, that was quite, let's just review that for people for a little bit. Because when I tell the story, people are just amazed at the different things that had to happen at the same time. Mm-hmm. From the point at which we decided to buy this, well, when we decided to move, because then we had to look at different buildings, right? There were several layers of activity happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. Review with us what those were.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Janet had to move her home, right? She was selling her home.
So sell the New Jersey home, buy a Florida home.
Buy a Florida home.
And move.
And during that transition, she would stay with us at our home. Okay. You were still traveling. I mean, the
Well, and Janet
work,
was too.
Right.
There was all the travels. Oh, yes, yeah, because I mean, those were on the calendar from...
Of course. Our work continued, right?
That's right. Well, so we were hopping around the country.
Okay. And then the team was packing. You were all packing up
We had to close that office.
And then move everything, hire trucks and all of that. But then even on a personal level, all the people that were moving, you know, we were trying to help you establish doctors, right? And where to go for different things that you needed when you were here.
And then, of course, we had to renovate the building.
Well, that was huge.
We had to renovate this building and get it all set up. Now, let's go back to Christine for a moment. You were one of the people that came down with us from New York. Tell us about that, because we made you a pretty good offer, right? With all the, together with the rest of the stuff.
It was fate. I was actually looking before you even announced it. I wanted to move to Florida. And so I have friends in different areas here. And so I had my resume out. And I remember Mark saying, you know, the whisper is that, you know, you wanted to move. And I'm like, don't fire me. I still need a job. And I can't afford New York and I want to move to Florida. And then like 2 weeks later, you guys announced that you were moving and would anybody want to move with us? And I put my hand up right away. It was fate.
We offered them the same position at the same New York salary.
Yeah.
The New York salary in Florida goes a little farther, doesn't it?
Yeah. It helps.
Right. And the taxes.
Yeah. And, you know, my sister, she works remote. So she was like, oh, I'll move too. Mm-hmm. And then my parents were like, okay. So we set... There's an independent community that they had moved into and before my mom really got sick.
Well, in the finance department that works very closely with you, we have Evelyn.
Yeah.
She was another one who was with us in New York and moved,
moved here
to Florida.
Most of her family is here.
Then a few others moved, right? In the resource department, we have Rico.
Rico moved, yeah.
He moved
down. Right away, though, right? He had a little bit of a transition, and then we needed him. And
he followed us here.
Then
in the technology department, we have Zach.
Zach moved down here. Right. Yeah. Mark, obviously.
Mark Verlanzo, right.
And so it was.
And
it
I kind of moved down here.
Oh, that's right. You came along too.
I figured I would come along and help out the organization a little bit. But yeah, this is great. So we have all of this going on. And so the work actually that you do, well, you head up the department. Somebody writes in a generous check. Tell us how it works on a given day, just the highlights. As the day goes on, there's certain steps of the process that happen. Tell us about it.
Well, in the morning, we always give a call to our contact at the post office. Really nice guy. So much different than when we were in New York. He works with us so well. And, you know, he'll let us know how much mail there is. And then one of us in the department will go. Sometimes we also go to the bank too, which mm-hmm. is right near there.
Mm-hmm.
And
so every day, post office run and bank run. You're going to get the donations, and then you're going to deposit the donations.
Yep, yep.
And then in between.
In between, once we're back, we all work. Secure room, glass per guidelines.
Right, the wall is glass. Right. Yep. In other words, you're not working. Nobody's doing anything in secret.
Exactly.
Right.
It's all out in the open. Nobody touches the money, just one person. It has to be more than one person sitting there.
In the room at the time that you're touching the money.
Correct.
Beautiful.
And we will sort it by the codes on the envelopes. We open, and the goal is to open fast but thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we process. Once that's done, everything gets added up. We'll do a deposit in the evening.
Right.
And whatever we don't get to, we put in the safe and the next day. And so it's secure and thorough, though.
Exactly. So each check, Deanna, each one, mm-hmm. you have to sit at that computer and enter in the amount, right?
Absolutely. Well, when we go to do in the entry, we batch them up in groups of 25. So, and we try to keep them with the same resource code that they came in with. Mm-hmm. So you set up your computer so it's ready to go, and then you go through each check and make sure that you have the right code so they get credited for it at the end of the year for their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And you just put in the amount and the check number and the resource code and move on to the next.
And you also, these are the checks we're talking about, but then you also process donations that are made online, right? People go to prolifegift.org,
yes.
and you see that on the computer, right?
Yes. Correct. Mm-hmm. So people can make online donations through their credit cards or banking accounts. And one of us in the morning, we log in and we'll download all that information.
And PayPal payments too.
Yep.
Come in that
PayPal,
way.
PayPal, right,
and
right.
then in the mornings, Deanna also does because people can set up to donate on a monthly basis.
Oh, we love our monthly donors. That's right. You know, because that's it. And friends, let me just make an appeal to you here. If you're a donor to Priest for Life, thank you. If you're not, now's the time to start. You see these wonderful people who handle your donations. But the idea of donating monthly helps us tremendously, because then we have a better sense of how much is going to come in that month, and it helps us to plan mm-hmm. our projects, our activities, our expenses. So, right, it's a great blessing we have these monthly donors. And then part of the work that both you and the other two ladies in the department do is you communicate with the donors, right?
Oh, yes.
And what are the circumstances that would cause you to have a donor on the phone, for example?
The basic one is them calling to make a donation over the phone.
Because that's another option. They could just call in their donation.
They could call and donate over the phone. Right.
We have the easiest phone number in the pro-life movement. You want to tell them what it is?
321-500-1000. Right.
That is easy to
remember.
321, isn't it 321 because it's the space coast?
It's the space coast.
So 321, the countdown.
Yes.
Which the rockets, if we had a rocket going off while we're making this taping, you would hear it.
Yes.
The building shakes. In fact, there is one today, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And we watch it out from the backyard. So 321-500-1000, easy to call.
Yeah, and ask for the gift entry
department. Ask for gift entry.
Well, okay. Now you have names, Deanna and Christine. So there you go.
So they call sometimes. Sometimes you call them, though, right?
Yeah.
If there's a question about their check or something like that.
Exactly. If we have questions, or even when if there was a problem processing their monthly donation, we'll call just to say sometimes things happen.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
We call for various reasons.
Yeah.
And we're always on the phone with donors. And some
now, tell us about, I mean, there's the business part of the call, but then the donors often say things to both of you about, you are often telling me with a big smile about the donors you talk. Tell us a couple of stories.
I agree.
Well, we have this fellow, he lives somewhere, I'm not sure where, but he's a regular donor, and he calls, and he just loves to talk, and he loves to tell me stories of how he met you 20 years ago, and he follows you, and sometimes he goes on a little bit, but it's always worth it because he is such a supporter of you and
wonderful.
For Priest for Life. And that's, to me, one of the most amazing things, how wonderful that you are received by the donors
mm-hmm.
and how much you mean to them and how much you have changed their lives and their views. And Priest for Life has helped in that journey of their lifetime, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just wonderful, happy, joyful people that with the whole situation that has gone on, they're 100% behind you and their support.
That's right. They have not wavered in their support at all.
And they
right?
just cannot believe that something like that would happen to you of all people, because you've been at this for so long and done such an incredible job. So, it's really exciting when you talk to some people, because their stories just touch your heart.
They give great support. Wow. It's wonderful.
Really?
And you do get to know the ones that call on a routine. And this is one woman, she calls me once a year. I love her. She lives in Florida. I won't say where, but I've known her now. She's been donating to us for over 10 years, but she calls and asks for me every year.
Yeah.
And we always catch up. She even said, you have to come stay with me sometime. And she's such a nice.
Remember
nice
we woman. Did that special mailing that time. We sent a special letter, a special certificate, actually, to the donors who have been donating to us since 1993.
Yeah.
30 years of faithful. I mean, it's just, it shows that, you know, we've persevered with this work. So have they.
Yeah. And
it's beautiful. Yeah. Now, your work is executive manager. That sounds like a pretty, you know.
Sounds important, doesn't it?
I got to manage you, Father.
Well, I've got the best job, I think, in the building, because I get to work with all the amazing
staff. Right.
And hopefully, you know, over time, we'll get to introduce some more of them. But
oh, I think we will, yes.
You know, but
do you want to meet the rest of the staff, friends? Let us know. Let us know what you think. I think this is a good idea. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I get to, you know, manage the projects and work with the team, you know, individually. I get to work on the news show, developing the stories. And, you know, and I get to do a lot of chit-chatting with the people that call in as well, people that have questions and things like that. I work very closely with Mary Stein, our correspondence gal.
Well, she'll be a good guest. Too.
She would be an excellent guest. Yes, she is quite dynamic. So, it's great. I get to work very closely with you and Janet and, you know, the rest of the administrative team and creating all the projects, getting to get all of the work, making sure all the work gets done.
Tell us about our hospitality here. Sometimes we have, of course, the two of you were talking about the donors. Sometimes we have them stop by for a physical visit, right?
Absolutely. So a lot of snowbirds like to come and visit. Those are the folks that are from cold areas, and they come and spend considerable time in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So not only the snowbirds, we invite people in. A lot of times people just drive by and see our sign and say, I had no idea you were here.
They know us, but they weren't sure where we were. Yes. Right. Yeah.
So they're always welcomed. You know, we have, as you can see in these two ladies, you know, how welcoming we all are. And they'll come in, and Mary Stein, the correspondence lady, will give them a nice tour of the facility, take them to our resource department, get them any resources. If they have a ministry, we'll help them with any of our flyers and things like that they might like to use.
Mm.
And they get to meet you, right? If you're around.
Oh, I love to make time to meet, no matter how busy the day might be. You know, take a few minutes, chat, take a picture.
Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, this reminds me, I love seeing this happen, because it always brings back to my mind Father Paul Marks with Human Life International. Some of our audience will remember him. And he had this big pro-life office as well. And when I was just starting out with Priests for Life, and Janet was already volunteering for us at that time, we went down to see Father Marks at his headquarters, and he gave us a tour. And then he brought us into his big resource room, which is similar to what we have here now. All the pro-life brochures and audio tapes and videotapes and books. And he said to us, here's a bag, take what you want.
Yes.
And we were like children in a candy store, like, you know, all these pro-life things.
Exactly.
And now, you know, it gives both me and Janet such pleasure to see us doing that exact thing for people. Yes. We will literally give them a Priest for Life bag, take whatever brochures, books you want, and use it for defending the unborn. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
They're always amazed, because they love to take the prayer cards with them and possibly bring them to groups and things that they're, you know, that they participate in.
Yeah.
But I started as a volunteer, you may remember.
Yep.
Same as Deanna, right? And a lot of our staff have.
Even Mark Vallon. Well, Janet herself.
Janet, right?
Our executive director. She started on a volunteer. She volunteered for 7 years before she was able to work full time, and we were able to hire her.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 2000. So, but she started when I started back in 93.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an amazing group of volunteers here that help us do a lot of work. you know, that come, you know, religiously every week to help us.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's awesome. And then you also work with the pro-life leaders, right? Because what do we do for the pro-life leaders?
Oh my goodness. So many things, right? And what an honor that is to be able to work directly with these giants in the pro-life movement. I mean, it's just amazing. It's humbling to see the work that everyone does. And so we invite them here, right? They come at least once a year and we open up our doors here and then the entire team pitches in, right?
Because oh, yes. Well, Deanna, you make the coffee for
coffee
them, right?
Yes. And Chrissy was helping us, you know, set up. But we have food for them, right? We give them lunch and dinners and we have a full day of meeting snacks, right? And we just get to get some really good work done, right?
We had a three-day strategy meeting recently.
Yes, yeah. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. But we love to open our doors to all the pro-life leaders and all of our supporters to, you know, to come in and see.
You know, it'll be interesting to have as one of these. And those of you that are just joining us, we're talking with some of our staff. You know, we have a lot of guests on our programs, other pro-life leaders, activists, people with testimonies. But now we're doing some interviews with our own staff. And I know it's going to be really fun when we have the receptionists come on and tell us some stories of some of the phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Because we get a lot of supportive phone calls, like the two of you were saying about the donors that have been donating for 20, 30 years. But then they get some of the angry calls, too, because we got some people out there whose minds are a little bit, you know, I don't know, what's wrong with them, that they think abortion's okay.
Right.
And so they call us to let us know. Yes. I don't think they're calling to try to convince us of anything, but they're calling because I don't know. They're
they just
sort
want to
of
be heard.
Strange.
They want somebody to hear them, I guess. But,
yeah.
But our two receptionists are very gracious.
Well, and we have the right kind of people. Yes. Because they're unflappable, right?
Exactly.
They don't.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know if I would be as calm, but
they are. Well, that's great. So, any words you want to say to our viewers in conclusion?
I want to say thank you so much for your generous donations. It does more than you'll ever know, no matter if it's $10,000 or $10.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Every little penny helps us do our job and to be here with you working in your mission.
Well, what encourages us is that we know that it's not just the sharing of the money. It's a sharing of the commitment to this cause. It's a sharing of the love for the unborn. It's a sharing of the passion for ending abortion. That's the connection, isn't it?
It is.
That's the connection. And they know they know how committed we are. So they know their money's not going to be wasted. They know that they are hitting the target when they support this work. So any concluding thoughts?
We appreciate every single one of you. It's something that I take a joy in working with. I enjoy talking to you on the phone. And even when we're talking a while and give me your prayer intentions, we always will put them on the prayer intention list. It's something that we're always praying for. Know that we do always pray for you, your families, and every intention that's in your heart. Even if you don't tell us, we are still praying for you.
Yeah, because on those response forms, it has a place for the prayer intentions. We take that very seriously. We keep
Absolutely.
All of those. We include those in our prayers. And in fact, speaking of prayer, I want to ask you to lead a closing prayer after whatever concluding thoughts you
want to. Sure, I'd be honored to. Yeah. Well, I'm just, I'm grateful to work here. I'm grateful for each and every one of you. And as the lady said, of course, for the donations, but just for your support and your prayers. Your prayers for us mean everything to us because we can't do what we do without all of you. We're just grateful. We hope you watch all of our broadcasts and continue supporting and praying for us.
Praise God. I'm sure they will.
All right.
Let's pray.
All right. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this time to be able to come together and share with our audience and to just thank you for the amazing team that you have created. You have handpicked every single person that works here and the jobs that we do. So we ask that you continue to bless us and all of our viewers and supporters and then just continue to change the minds and hearts of those that disagree with what we do, Father God. And we thank you for who you are, and we pray always in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, friends, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to the three of you, Deanna, Christine, and Teresa. Thanks for working for us. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for your commitment to the pro-life cause. Let's move forward with confidence. Stay connected with our broadcasts. Stay connected with me on social media at Fr. Frank Pavone is the address on all the major platforms. And we're grateful for all of our friends who help us to get these broadcasts out to many more people. Share these programs so that we can, in fact, reach more and get to that goal of ending abortion. I'm pro-life leader Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. We'll talk to you soon.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.